There's a transitional anointing that is upon the house of God now. We have been chosen by God to go places deeper in the spirit, so there's no room for you to be complacent this morning. You have to listen. Let the Holy Spirit take you to different realms in the spirit. So Father, I pray that every portion and the sound of my voice is open to you and to the Holy Spirit, that we will be able to manifest in this season and this time the things that need to be manifested in the spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the 6th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. This statement will not hold truth to you until after a few minutes in the revelation of it. But the Lord is asking you to let me manifest my kingdom to you and through you. Let me manifest my kingdom to you and through you. We have been church members too long. Organizational structure has choked the power and assignment in our life to a low dimension. In these last days, turn to Matthew 6. In these last days, the church will have to flourish. In other words, no organizational structure will be able to compare itself to the church. Now, entertainers are comparing themselves. They are in competition with God. And so there's a place God is ready to take his church apostolically and prophetically that she has not experienced as she should. If you listen, you're a Bible student, you're being led by the Spirit of God, there are some places and insight and understanding, even power, that we haven't used fully, that God wants us to step into. Talk to you about a few things about church membership, about sonship. We've studied sonship. We stayed in church membership a long time, then we went to sonship. That's a better understanding. There's a greater place of development that has to go along with church membership and sonship. And I've read thousands of books, and I got 6 or 7 libraries in my home. Books everywhere. And the Lord told me, he said, stop reading. And I want you to go right, just read the Bible. And I want you to listen to me, because I got some places I want to take you that you're not going to find in none of those books. Boy, that is something else. I've read some good books behind some great men and women of God. Church membership, sonship, kingdom citizenship, that's what I want you to underline, kingdom citizenship, and priesthood authority. Kingdom citizenship and priesthood authority is about to be released in full force. All substitute and satanic forces are about to meet the real sons and daughters of God. What are you saying? I'm saying that you're going to be flowing in deeper, stronger and more powerful realms in the spirit. Watch what I said now. Every step you take. There's an area that God wants to unfold to you this morning. And you know, it's going to take a while to unfold the whole thing, but we'll begin to unfold it this morning. You begin to walk like real sons and daughters of God. Watch this. The outcome of every situation in your life is not a discussion from now on. Come on. Jesus make all outcome in your life a decision. Yes. Yes. A problem come, you decide. See, you have to have insight and anointing, and for it to be strong enough, you're going to have kingdom unfolding in you. The kingdom of God. Let's just read scripture for a minute. Matthew 6. Jesus, the disciples asked, Lord, teach us how to pray. He said, Our Father, which art in heaven, is the tenth voice? Ninth voice? Matthew 6:9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And notice where he take them in the 10th verse. Thy church come. The kingdom is more powerful than the church. The church is a portion of the kingdom. The kingdom is not a portion of the church. The kingdom birthed the church. The church cannot birth the kingdom. So if I can get you to be just church-minded, there's a lot of places I can take you over. So Jesus, in all of his teaching, emphasized the kingdom, even though he spoke about the church and said the gate of hell should not prevail against it. But for us to move out from this culture structure and all of this thing trying to go on in the church, we're going to have people walking in the kingdom. Kingdom citizenship and priesthood anointing. So Jesus spoke about respect to the Father's name in that prayer, in the night voice. Our Father, which art in heaven, name is Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Rapha. I can go over all of the name. He's my shepherd. He's my banner. He's my provider. But then the next thing he goes to in this 10th verse, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, you go to the 13th verse of that prayer. Well, let's go back to thy kingdom come. The kingdom of heaven is manifested on earth through the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are the same, but you and I are to function as citizen of the kingdom in kingdom of God's power. I'll give you a better definition, some definition so you know, so you can grab it. Let me give you some, I'm getting ahead of myself, but let me give you some fiber. F-I-B-E-R, I guess I'm spelling it right. Fiber, like substance, what makes up the kingdom. And then there are situations you've been moved in the fear, moved in sometimes as if you're not going to make it because you didn't have the kingdom kicked in. Now, after this morning, now, my mind meant, my brothers and sisters, this is not churchy. I'm reminding you that apostolic and prophetically, God is pulling you beyond dimensions. You actually are supposed to be operating in dominion over everything and everybody who don't want to walk with God. The reason that these little, what can I call them? Ungodly people who try to rise up in the church look like they're so powerful. They haven't found enough kingdom marchers. But God's going to instill something in you, child. God's going to instill something in you this morning. You're going to feel it. And you're going to flow in it. Satan likes to talk about your faults, your weaknesses, your shortcomings, because he really don't want you to know who you are, because you are his whipper. God used you to whip Satan. He don't want Satan whipping you. Tell somebody, my getting whipped days are over. I'm the whipper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus' emphasis in that prayer is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's a kingdom, isn't it? Then he said in that 13th verse, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You see that? Now notice in Acts chapter 1 verse 3, after Jesus died and after he had rose from the grave, the final conversation he wanted to have with saved people was a kingdom conversation. Look in the third verse. A kingdom conversation. Now, the church is real. Don't get me wrong. We're the body of Christ. But yet, Jesus didn't talk about the church that much, but he talked about the kingdom. So it looked like it should be kingdom people in the church. Recognizing the power that God has placed in them. The Holy Spirit can do more with your life as a kingdom citizen than just a church member. I know, ouch, I know it's hurting some of y'all because, you know, some of y'all are real churchy. But we're not declining the church, we're bringing the church up to its full potential. I pray in the next 20 minutes the Holy Spirit will help me open this thing up where you can see it so clearly. Now in that third verse, Acts 1:3, I think this is a very important moment in Jesus' life. He don't have them on a few days now to talk to these boys. He been with them, you know, for 3 years in his ministry. Now he's about to go back to heaven. Huh? So I know he would put out one of the most important subjects to talk with them at that moment. See, he just rose from the dead. And now he's about to go back, he's about to ascend and go to heaven. So he said, I want to talk to you about something. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof. That's after he rose from the dead. Being seen of them for 40 days. We just got 40 days. So in the context of those 40 important days, he says, speaking of them, of the things pertaining. Come on, you see, to what?
The kingdom
of God. No, say it.
The kingdom
of God. You see what he spoke to them about?
The kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God, all right. All right. Let me show you something else. Matthew 16. Verse 18. All revelation you get in your life is kingdom revelation. That pick up the believer, that pick up the church, that pick up the will of God, but it's kingdom. Now notice this. And I said unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Let's go back. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, know, my brothers and sisters, whether you sit here normal, you're in a transitional position.
Yes.
You're moving from just church membership to kingdom citizenship. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Other words, you will not have to wait to go to heaven. When you start functioning, oh my goodness, when you start functioning properly in the kingdom, your lifestyle is going to be a heavenly lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
All hell can break out, but you're still in heaven. Because what? Because, I mean, scripture like in the Old Testament, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want.
Uh-huh.
I mean, want all around you. I mean, everything going wrong. But you're already there.
Yes.
You're living by faith, you're not living by feeling.
Yes.
You're living by faith, you're not living by fear.
Yes.
You're living by faith, you're not living by facts.
Right. Yes.
See, for me, truth and facts are not the same thing. It might look like it's going bad, but I got the truth in me.
Yes.
This thing got to turn around.
Yes.
Because I'm a child of the living God.
Yes.
Talk to him every now and then.
Yes.
Because something about to change in your life this morning. You're going into an apostolic zone of government where you should have been a long time ago. You're going into a prophetic lifestyle. You're going to walk like a prophet. Talk like an apostle. Because this anointing is coming upon you. And regular... Regular church members are not going to understand you. So you're going to have to go easy. Put your arm around them and love them and talk to them and then bring them up some. You know, don't look, no, we don't want, he don't want you to get there and be scornful now and proudful. But he wants you to catch everybody you can and bring them with you. I can tell you right now, you're about to walk in some power. Now, let me explain to you. I don't want to lose you, but let me explain to you. The reason you're about to walk in so much power, you've been cheated from Ephesians chapter 4. The 11th verse, the 12th verse, the 13th verse, the 14th verse and the 15th verse were going to train you how to walk in your kingship and your priesthood. From now on, I declare everyone under the sound of my voice will walk in their kingship. Yeah, you're a kingdom citizen, and you have a priesthood anointing. Now, I'm going to say this. You know, some people get upset about it and get worried. Pray for yourself. Stop calling everybody. Pray for yourself. Say, Father, this is your son. I'll come here. Father, this is your daughter. Know that you have that right. Don't let nobody have you hooked onto them so much you can't fight for yourself. The church wasn't meant to put people in a position where they couldn't stand for themselves. They teach them about their kingdom citizenship. Teach them that they got the power themselves. Teach them how not to be a baby. Teach them how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You got the same God in you I got in me. Your crybaby days are over. You are daughter of the living God. You got power on the inside of you. You got strength on the inside of you. You got anointing on the inside of you. You got joy on the inside of you. You got peace on the inside of you. You got deliverance on the inside of you. You got victory on the inside of you. You got grace on the inside of you. You got mercy on the inside of you. It belongs to you. What have happened in the church have trained you to live on the outside of yourself, on the outside of who you are. And so every time you think you need something, you think you got to go to somebody to get it. But the kingdom is on the inside of me. So I'm going to stop looking from the outside for somebody else to do it. I believe I'm going to let the Lord do it through me. I'm hearing these words and I'm going to speak them over you. I'm hearing these words. I'm ready to rise and shine. From the inside. Giving all the glory to God. Men so busy trying to get you to submit to them, that you don't even have time to submit to God. You want to submit to God. Now, if you look at it now, everything you're dealing with is dealt with. What are you looking at? To get peace on the inside. Oh, you never gonna forget this. It's not internet, it's in a man. That's powerful, that boy. I just heard that. See, the inner man is stronger than the internet. The internet don't have all the answers. The inner man got all the answers. So don't jump on the internet. Jump in the inner man. Sit down, let me teach you a little more. You go back to that 16th chapter of Matthew because there's something I want to show you there. Oh my. Now I'm gonna show you this now. But you're gonna have to use it. I'm about to show you something. I'm about to show you how to have every key you need to unlock anything your heart desires. Boy, y'all got some enthusiasm. Y'all act like y'all already know. I just tell you, go and take it back home then. All right, I'm going to show it to you. Look in the verse 13 of the 16th chapter of Matthew. I got to take you for a little journey. When in the 13th chapter of 13th verse, 16th chapter of 13th verse, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Don't worry about me saying that word right. That's your problem. With your academic unspiritual self. I don't care. I call it anything. I call it sweet potato pie. I call it anything. Just listen to what the Lord trying to say to us. And they said, some said that thou, John the Baptist, some Elias, others, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Listen very carefully. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my..." I tell him, Lord. Listen, my brother and sister now. God is asking you from this day forward to live a revealed life.
Yes.
What do you mean a revealed life? A life that had already been set. It doesn't matter what's going on. Always go back to your revealed life. You're the head, not the tail. You're blessed. So go back over there where you're blessed at and look at that. Because that got to leave. But what happened if you don't know how you live in that? And you don't live in your revealed life. I bet you didn't write it down. I must live in my revealed life. I bet you didn't write it down. I'm just going to tell you right now. Because you didn't even hear it. You don't even know what I'm saying. You must live in your revealed life. Don't let Satan reveal your life to you. When he come, have a revealed life already. And reveal to him where he's supposed to be. Under your feet. Because he's going to try to reveal to you, "I got you under my feet." But I didn't read it like that, Satan. I didn't read where you're supposed to have me under your feet. I read that because Jesus died on that cross, that I'm supposed to have you under my feet. So you might be taking a little ride right now, but I'm about to get you off of my back, because I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Give me some water. Now, there's a major transitional factor, Word of Life, online members, partners, that we're making. Kingdom citizenship, not just church membership. I'm a kingdom citizen. There are attributes of a king on the inside of me. Yes, there are attributes of a priest on the inside of me. So I'm a king and a priest. I want you to finish seeing this. Look at the 17th verse. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed." So now, my brothers and sisters, you want to live a revealed life, not a regular life, not a routine life. I'm designed to live a revealed life.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, y'all see that?
Yes,
A revealed life. Not a regular life, not a routine life, not a ritual life. Not a black life. You're talking about black churches, black this, black this. Shut up. I'm designed by God to live a revealed life. Revelation run my life. Not religion. Not routine. And God want to slap every one of y'all who live in a regular life. He need to slap you because he didn't give his only begotten son for you to live a real life. And you live in a regular life because somebody told you you can't go there. You ought to have your neighborhood nervous. Because they know that you got somebody. You know, everybody got the United States flag flying in the air. I got the cross flying in the air. I took that United States flag down. They don't know what to do. I got to show them. The Lord got to show them what to do. So I ain't got them on one flag on my pole. I don't mind being different. See, you stirring something up. Yeah, I want to stir something up. We supposed to be stirring something up. All right, here we go. 17th verse, Jesus answered to him, "Blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." So, you have to stop just living a flesh and blood life. You must live a revealed life. A kingdom life is a revealed life. In other words, God said, like it ain't no way, like I'm not going to make it. God said, I got another way. In the old church, you used to say he make a way. Out of no way. That's when it get good, boy. When he make a way out of no way. When the enemy thinks he got your jam and look like nothing gonna work out. Well, I feel like hooping now. Like nothing gonna work out. You're back against the wall and you call that person. Nobody got an answer. All of a sudden. A door open you never seen before. I said a door open that you never, he make a way out of no way because he is the way. And he lives on the inside of me. Everything you're dealing with this morning, every situation looks like it's not going to come out right. He sent you here today. He about to make a way out of nowhere. Green pastures are waiting on your steps. Hold your head up and shout glory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Somebody help me here. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. I thought I was living, but boy, some things about to happen. Oh, my goodness. Some things about to happen to my life like never before. I'm a kingdom walker. I'm a kingdom liver. I want you to leave here. Son, I want you to leave here with this today, so I'm not going to be able to get further. I think I keep getting cut off. What I've been trying to get to the last 10 minutes, I'm just going to go ahead and say it because I'm not going to get to it. In kingdom citizenship, you have kingdom keys that no lock can reject. Today, the Lord wants you to know every episode in your life, or every door you come up, or every gate you come up to, you got supernatural kingdom key that can unlock that door. So it means that nothing else will be locked up on you no more. Isn't that powerful? Supernatural kingdom keys belong to me because I'm a kingdom citizen. So by revelation, you can get keys that unlock everything in your life, and people you minister to, you can unlock it for them. We're talking about, we're not talking about going to church and, you know, and clapping your hand. We're talking about a supernatural lifestyle. You see it? So now you got supernatural keys that you could not use just being a church member. Mm-hmm. Let me show you another aspect of it. You got your supernatural keys?
Yes, sir.
That's revelation, because you know who you are, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go to Matthew 13. Now, if you don't get this, it's sad. You must know how to function in supernatural mysteries.
That's
your advantage, because you're a child of God. You can function in the mysteries of God when a regular person, the internet don't have it. Is that a man? It's on the inside of you. The mysteries of God lives on the inside of Leroy. Call your name, child. Now you got the keys and the mysteries. Keys out. He said, I'll give you the keys. Remember? 16th chapter. Now look at him. Look here. And this is about to tell a whole story of your life. This is about to get all the kinks out, all the cracks out, and everything they've been holding up. Boy, the Lord about to do something up here this morning. Everything you've been discouraged about. Everything seemed like you couldn't get past that fence, or the path you're about to see right now. That's what you come here for. You don't come here just to clap your hand. Clap your hand is all right. I like that too. I want them to sing again before I quit when I get through. I like to clap and jump a little bit, but you come here for more than that. If you can't clap your hand, the devil got his fork held back at you and say, I'm going to take you out. I said, no, you ain't. I got a long, satisfied life. Wrong house. Wrong address. Wrong name. Wrong body. Yeah, talk to me, God. Man, come in here. See, that's kind of mindset you have to have. I feel anointed, sure. I feel the presence of God. I just want to give him praise. Hey! Make some noise up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My life has changed. I'm a kingdom citizen. I'm anointed with keys and mystery.
Hallelujah.
Lord says, I'm imparting impact to you. Get it again now. I'm imparting impact. Everywhere you go, you're going to make an impact. At your house also. Now, you see this. I'm going to close, man. You see this. I want you to see this. Mm-hmm. Now, when I show you this, sit down. When you see this, based on we moving, we're being promoted by the Holy Spirit from just thinking church membership now to kingdom citizenship. I believe what they're going to do is going to choke all these people who are trying to change the word of God and make it say what they want to say, and they can live homosexual and all that old crazy stuff, and have two women married and christen a baby. They ain't made the baby. I bet you. All right. They're so bad. Bring me two men, and let them make a baby. Bring me two women and let them make me a baby, and I'll shut up. Don't y'all fall for that crap. Little girl, if a girl put her hand on you, slap the hell out of her. Don't get your hand off me. My mama told me I ain't. Put your hand on me. I'll get you out, Jay. I'll come just call your pastor. I'll get you out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna show you this. All right, look in Matthew 13:11. You read the context of it to get the understanding, full understanding of it, but I want you to see this before I close. He answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the church. I'm not putting the church down. I'm just bringing the church up to a higher notch. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. So what is God revealing to us this morning that's going to make a difference in our life? Well, I mean, what are you saying, man of God? Go to the next verse. For whosoever has. Whosoever have this revelation, yes, that I'm a kingdom citizen, yes. I'm a member of the church, but I'm a kingdom citizen. Yes. The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is operating through the kingdom of God in me. Yes. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. What? What? And he shall have more abundant. Now two verses jump up right now. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. Those verses released in your life this morning. They're going to work now. John 10:10. Oh, man, let me preach here. Ephesians 3:20 going to work in your life this morning. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm come. But I can't give it to you if you're just a church member. You have to recognize I'm a kingdom citizen. I have priesthood rights. I'm designed for God to flow through me. My voice is a carrier of God's voice. Put it back up. Put that voice back up there. Well, you didn't put Ephesians 3:20 on there. You preaching for me. Now unto him that they're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Now you change it back now. That's all right. You're all right. The thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm coming that you might have life. You can't upset me this morning. Because I know what... See, y'all might not be catching, but we're in such a transitional position this morning. You don't have no idea what even happening to you. The Holy Spirit gonna come back and talk to you some more about it. But you being promoted.
that little past sadness you had, you're going to slap it. Because you know you're more powerful than that. I feel the presence of God. I've been preaching about 45 minutes. Woo! So much damage has been done to Satan this morning in your life. There is a glorious boldness. I never heard that two together that have come upon you this morning. And you're going to use it. See, your feeling might be floating around right now, but all of a sudden your faith is going to take over. You will never be a regular Christian no more. You will never sit around waiting to go to heaven. You demand heaven to come in that room where you're sitting. Heaven is on the inside of you. Jesus Christ. Let me find somewhere to close here. Write this down. I'm gonna show you something else and let you be feeding on it. The supernatural fiber of the kingdom must be known and understood spiritually. The supernatural fiber of the kingdom must be known and understood spiritually. In other words, God is placing a supernatural fiber in you. It's not regular structure. It's not religion. It's another, before Jesus come, is another prophetical and apostolic stage the church has to be in. Now, see, you're going to shake them little hecklers now. Them little hecklers, see, in church membership, you couldn't shake them, but right now you're going to be able to shake them. Let me show it to you. My God, let me manifest my kingdom to you and through you. You got the mysteries of the kingdom, right? And because you got the mystery, that means when we looked at that, I know I've been cutting some of it off. Because you understand the mystery of the kingdom, nothing can be taken from you. But it says if you don't have it, everything will be taken from you. You know, you saw that, right? I didn't go all the way into it. So the stuff that's been stolen from you, you're about to take it back. See if y'all bold enough to say, I want my stuff. The Father provided for you, you ought to have it. Amen? Now, let me show you this. The fiber of the kingdom. Turn to Hebrews, and I'm going to close. Hebrews 12. I want you to, the supernatural fiber of the kingdom has not been used by the church as it should. I never heard that before, man. That's why he told me to get out of them books. I ain't never heard no supernatural fiber. In other words, it's a divine putting together that you had to permit God to do in your life. How can I say this nice? It doesn't matter what the other person's saying. Because when you start walking in Revelation, now people are going to talk against it because of one word. When you start walking in Revelation, people are going to talk against it because of one word. What'd you say, girl?
Ignorance.
See, y'all didn't write it down. Y'all didn't know it. Ignorant. She prophesied to y'all. Ignorant. And you don't hold them for that because they wasn't here with you this morning. How many of your relatives? You set the table and say something like this. It's bad. When you start walking in Revelation, your family start blackballing you. This is a crazy thing. Now I got my niece, I got a nephew, I got a brother who just made 87. He's here with me. Who else? I got somebody who else, brother, niece, I know Marsha, and I got Pat and his wife. That's it? Jesus Christ. I thought I had one more, but you got to get ready for that. And they love me. I love them. They love me. And they can call me. I take care of them, you know. But just, you get to walk in Revelation, boy, you, man. See, I'm not compromised. What'd you say? Talk to me. I said, me either. No. All right. In Hebrews 12, now I'm going to read this, and I want you to hear it. Actually, on the inside of you, you have an unmovable, unstoppable kingdom. When you begin to function from that kingdom, everything that you go after gonna obey you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Every person on the sound of my voice, whatever it is in your life that you're not satisfied with, you can change it.
Amen.
Just from this little preaching this morning, you can change it from the inside. Let me give you the fiber of what's on the inside of you. The fiber, what's on the inside of you. Because you got an unmovable, unstoppable kingdom on the inside of you.
Yes.
What'd I say? Unmovable, unstoppable kingdom inside of you. My goodness. Look at the 22nd verse. I told you Hebrews 12, right?
Yes, sir.
But you have come to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God. I want you to underline city of the living God. The heaven of Jerusalem, too. And then I want you to underline innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and church, underline church. Of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, write this down, the judge of all. When somebody or something messed with you, you bring judgment. You are anointed with judgment. You don't have to judge them. You just have to be who you are. They judge already. You put your hand on me, you judge. I don't have to judge. I don't get all upset. I'm wearing judgment. The spirit of just man made perfect. Underline that. And Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Underline that. And the blood, I like to say the blood of speaking. I see you say sprinkling, but the blood that speaks. All right. Now, verse 25. See that you refuse him. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape. We turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Uh-huh.
Speaketh from heaven. Let him speak.
Yes.
I'm about to close. Verse 27, And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Verse 28. Read it out. Go ahead, read it. What kind of kingdom? A kingdom which cannot be removed. Watch me, I'm gonna say it to you, from your rights. No matter how many attack, no matter how many turn their back, that kingdom still live on the inside of you. And it's a kingdom of victory. Tell three people I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
With an unmovable kingdom. Unmovable kingdom. Tell them, unmovable kingdom on the inside of me. I just pick up next Sunday. I'm going to read one more statement to you. The kingdom of heaven has placed the kingdom of God in us, that the two can become one with the same power. You heard it? The kingdom of heaven had placed the kingdom of God on the inside of us, that the two can become one, operating in the same power. That means heaven, yeah, baby.
Yes.
And you know, you got the flesh to contest with, the body, and you got the soul to contest with, but heaven is, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody talk about living the days of
heaven.
I didn't hear y'all. And see, everything that looked like you're not living that life, you got to replace it with faith.
Yeah.
And if you replace it with faith, faith will grab what's supposed to be there and put it there. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Who in here is supposed to be under my leadership and have him come to this altar yet? Come on up. If God have led you to this church, you need to come on up, and so my men can sign you up. Who is that? Who is in here? Never acknowledge you're a member of Word of Life. I want you to come up now. Where yet? You up in here, you better start walking. Who in you have never been baptized with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongue? Y'all be honest now. Come forward so we can help you. And then we got people online. We got people across the world. If you never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is the time to do it right now. You heard about the kingdom that He wants a place on the inside of you. Is he talking to you? You never prayed that prayer. Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm asking you to forgive me. I believe that Jesus is the Savior. Jesus, I invite you to come in my heart as my personal Savior. If you never prayed that prayer, you need to pray that prayer. It's very important. We've seen thousands. The junior will read about it. Thousands have come and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're online, you can go ahead on and send it to them online. Give me that black tablet, son. Sit down a minute. How many of y'all are tired being broke? Tired living from paycheck to paycheck? I'm gonna try to help you some. If you get ugly, I'm gonna quit helping you. Because you gotta know what my motive is. My motive is what I have done. I mean, I wasn't at the bottom. I was trying to find the bottom from the bottom. There's a book I got out. I got my little daughter-in-law. I told Montrell, his little wife got such a lackness about herself. She's gonna start talking about my books and stuff, her and Montrell, because I want people to get the books. I'm gonna say it. Well, I better not say it. Well, I'm gonna say it. I better not say it. Well, I can say it this way. It's not about the money. I'm about to say something else, but I can't say that. It's not about the money because there's a lot of kingdom business need to be. No empty hand. It is my privilege as an apostle of the gospel to teach people that God, the God I represent, has the ability to meet the needs of multitude. Yet he can supply the answer to each individual need, satisfying his hunger and fulfilling his dream. Now, God is a dream fulfiller, but he got a plan, but it's not man's plan. It is unequivocally God's will to prosper you and fill your hand with plenty, to supply you in such a way that you have no lack of any kind. No lack. Get you to a place you don't even have to use a credit card. Just use it for convenience. I can say this, that boldly and with great confidence, because I've lived it. I know what would happen when you obey God with all your heart and receive his word as precious, because you know it's the only thing that can truly change your life. Remember, God can fill your hand and change your situation in a blink of an eye. He starts on the inside, in your heart. In other words, prosperity is a process. In the process, he's training you. When you reach the prosperity, he's still in control. God is so sweet. God put tithing, offering, and sowing in place. He is training you for the destiny where he's taking you. It's no doubt that he's going to do it. But he wants you to be prepared when you get there. If you had no bill and money flowing like a river, would you be here this morning? Some people are serving God for wants, and they're serving him for needs, but they never see the real God. You never see the real God if you don't serve him for who he is. And so before he can get you out of debt, because then you have to give more. You see it? He gets you out of debt, he expects you to give more. Now, I know, and somebody else might be identified with, might be, I know what empty hands are. They're empty. That's pretty good, Joe. That's a good definition. And we all have experienced empty hands to a certain degree. But I'm telling you, let me make this statement. Get your envelope. Your empty hand days. Oh. Say it, my empty hand. For I know what to do. I'm going to obey God. You know what God said? If you're willing, what did he say you do?